Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
At WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us. The final Tuesday of October, the 27th day, the year 2020. All that rain looks like it's going to dodge us, Keith, and head south.
Yes.
Well, that's good. We've had enough this afternoon and plenty yesterday, almost 7/10 of an inch. So all the drought talk we've had here, or at least in Bloomington, has at least come to somewhat of an end over the last few days. And we'll see if that rain, 100% chance on Thursday, comes back. Nice tomorrow, 61. Get out and enjoy it while you can. And then get your raincoat for Thursday. Dry on the weekend. We'll pop into the 60s, hopefully on Saturday for Halloween. Trick-or-treat hours 6 to 8 here in Monroe County. And 44 the low on Halloween night. Updated forecasts and live radar. Find it all at WGCLradio.com. 440 here on a Tuesday in our very busy day. Super Tuesday moves on. Well, it's not Election Day, Super Tuesday, but it's Superintendent Part 2. Who's our guest here in the 440 hour?
We have Dr. Jerry Sanders, the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation.
Dr. Sanders, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. I think it's always very interesting. We had all those days of sunny skies, and I was crying for rain for my yard, and it didn't take me very long before I started complaining about the rain.
But now everything's nice and green, so it makes it look a little bit nicer. And
Yes. Catching
up in 2 days is, yeah, we didn't have much there for 10 weeks. A brief shower here or there. The rain is a big part of things, obviously. And sadly, so is COVID-19. But as we've learned over the last couple of days, it looks like RBB doesn't have too many cases to brag about. And that's excellent. And that seems to be how Monroe County's been going. How proud of you? I asked the mayor this question last half hour. How proud of you? Are of your staff and your cleaning crews and your students for keeping this pretty well under control?
Everybody's been working really hard. Actually, I was just thinking about that before the call here about our students and parents and our custodians. And I just want to give a special shout out to our teachers who have been really working so hard. They do on a normal school day, but especially during COVID, they have really been doing all that they can to support our students, and I just want to give them a real pat on the back.
Dr. Sanders, your last board meeting passed the budget. How are you on the budget? And we talked a short time ago to Judy DeMuth. You couldn't have anticipated COVID and what it would do to a budget, and you couldn't have anticipated how much extra spending you do to get through COVID. How is the budget going to be, and what's that mean for next year?
Well, for now, you know, we feel pretty good about our budget. We tried to estimate, and that's all you can do, but estimate the cost of COVID. And our ADM, our enrollment, is 2,606, and that's down about 58 students, and that's all because of COVID. And so we were factoring in that loss of enrollment, trying to anticipate that some families just would choose to do homeschool or find their own online option. So we built that into the budget. The only issue is there are some unknowns that we will be waiting on for the state to decide. And in terms of will they change the law that will be able to give 100% of funding to virtual students? Right now, that's the case because of the governor's order. But we need the legislature to follow through and change the law so that we could get 100% for our virtual students. So we're still a little bit on the edge of our seats, but we're glad to get that behind us.
How's the new 4-1 schedule going?
Well, pretty well so far. We started our second 9 weeks last Monday, a week ago, and we have our students coming back Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and we're doing 1 day of e-learning each week for our custodians to do their deep cleaning that day. And we had some traffic issues on the first couple days of school, like we would do it, we would have at the beginning of a school year. But we made some adjustments, and by midweek last week, traffic was going a lot better. Yeah, we just continue to hope that we will stay clear of any positive cases. Would like to be able to get to Christmas, to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we'll see where we are with making any other adjustments.
Now, we know the MCCSE, Keith, has some polling places on election days in the schools. Do you have any of those concerns in RBB, Dr. Sanders, or is it business as usual next week with the election coming up?
We usually host a polling place, but not this year.
Gotcha. So we don't have to worry about doing that.
No.
So next week you'll have your same schedule, Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
Wednesday's deep clean, back for Thursday and Friday. And then Thanksgiving break is next on the calendar. Do you foresee, I know the crystal ball is the tired reference here in 2020, but do you see the four around one being the schedule next semester? When do you make that final decision, or is that something you just kind of go week by week on to see how the numbers are doing?
You know, we have, I think it's really served us well to take measured steps and to take a step in the right direction of opening up, but make it a measured step. And so our next step would be to go 5 days, and so we'll be watching the numbers, and not only for Monroe County, but specifically for the Richland and Bean Blossom Township areas. And making that determination, we hope to do the 5-day schedule sooner rather than later, but we want to do so in a measured and safe way.
Dr. Sanders, MCCSE has a metrics committee where they study all these cases and who's got this and what's happening here and there. And they do the red, green, yellow stoplight kind of situation. Do you have a committee that studies where you are on a daily basis to project, okay, well, let's go 2 more weeks with this or whatever?
Well, we have, I would say it'd be our whole team, our administrative team, that in consultation with the Monroe County Health Department and our school board, and we're watching those numbers, and if they were to increase, then we expand that communication with the Monroe County Health Department, and we would make some adjustments accordingly. We don't specifically have a set of metrics. We have the red, green, yellow levels. We don't have a set of metrics because I think there are a lot of factors that are involved in terms of opening or closing or going to a hybrid schedule. Beyond just the numbers, and I think you have to consider the impact that all this has on our students academically and also on their mental health. And so we try to consider all those factors in making those adjustments to our schedule.
You told me you wanted to talk about Ready Schools.
So last year we went through the Ready Schools initiative, a planning year, and we developed an implementation plan that was approved by the Regional Opportunity Initiative. And so the first couple months of school, we just had all hands on deck to get everybody back in school, making sure that we were meeting the somewhat emergency, unprecedented situation that COVID presented to us. But we are starting to get back to our implementation for the Ready Schools Initiative, and so we are beginning to distribute our graduate profile throughout the corporation, and which really kind of maps out what we see an Edgewood graduate looking like in terms of critical thinking, being an innovator, a collaborator, communicator, and having compassion. And so we're going to really start presenting that and promoting that across the corporation.
Now, last Friday night, you guys had a good home victory in the football.
Yeah, sectional wins are great, and get another chance this Friday.
Yes, that was a great night, shutout, and so, of course, at this time of the year and with the sectionals, you know, every win is great because you get to keep on playing, and so we get to host Washington High School this Friday night.
And I apologize for the weather last Friday. I'll take full responsibility for that, but that plastic red turf never came in handier. Slip sliding away, no mud, no redos. Uh-oh. Well, that was tough. And let's not forget Clara Crane as well. She was second in the cross country, and she's moving on as well. So that has to be exciting times from the Brown County Semi-State to the Laverne Gibson course. So we know it stinks that her older sister, Ann Alyssa, is out with an injury. But Clara, just a freshman. How about that?
Yes, and the Crane girls, they're just so awesome and just great representatives of Edgewood High School. And I'm sorry that Ann Alyssa is – her career is coming to an end because of an injury, but we're in good hands for years to come. So looking forward to seeing a Crane girl continue to run for RBB.
Excellent job as always, Dr. Sanders. Best of luck in all of your endeavors. We know we'll catch up with you right around Thanksgiving, either right before the break or right after to get 2020. Well, it's going to end, right? You promise it'll end at some point?
It will. Yes, yes. Yes, I know this Sunday we're supposed to fall back an hour, but I don't know if I want another hour of 2020.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Can we put that on the referendum on Tuesday's ballot and say we'd like to pass that hour, we'd like to fall forward and eliminate one more hour from 2020. Great job,
right,
Dr.
Right,
Sanders. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, my friend.
Right,
take care,
guys. Bye-bye.
Dr. Jerry Sanders, the RBB superintendent, joined us on Super Tuesday. So you had MCCSC's Dr. Judy DeMuth in hour number one and RBB in hour number two.